How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 7.04 up to 28 today. Some snow, probably. It's actually snowing right now a little bit.
Light snow. Mm-hmm.
Can't really see outside.
I can if I have to get my head up to the window.
Yeah.
But yes, there is some.
So normally airplanes don't have fender benders.
Yeah.
They have crashes. But there was one, of all places, Florida. Officials say a Spirit Airlines Airbus A320 clipped a U.S. Airways Airbus of the same model on New Year's Eve. The Spirit Airlines jet got a chunk of the U.S. Airways jet as it sat parked in a remote area away from the gate. The U.S. Airways jet ended up with a gash in its tail section. As for the passengers on the Spirit flight from Atlanta, all 162 got off as normal, and the plane was returned to service. Whoops.
Do you call your insurance after that?
Maybe the pilot have a couple of cocktails?
Might have. Those little airplanes.
I think it's funny
alcohols.
That it was sitting at a remote area of the airport away from the gate.
That was good work.
That's some really good work.
Yeah.
Fort Mill, South Carolina. There was a woman who was arrested after she was playing indoor frisbee with her mom.
Okay.
Here's why she got arrested. They're playing frisbee, and she started getting mad because she couldn't catch the frisbee.
All right.
So what do you do when you get mad and you can't do something? You throw the object hard in the face of the other person.
Uh-oh.
That's what she did.
Uh-uh.
And she got very loud and boisterous, shouting profanities at her mother. Police say alcohol was involved.
Oh, go figure.
The 23-year-old daughter was taken to the police department for booking.
So the mom pressed charges on her daughter?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to play indoor frisbee anyway?
Alcohol was involved.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But still.
So, I do not have a mullet.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Here's the deal. If I were to take a hair straightener right now, you 100% would have an achy, breaky, bad mistakey. In fact, mm-hmm. It would be probably Billy Ray's length.
What?
Uh-huh. The length of the back of his mullet.
No.
If I straighten that, oh yeah.
It won't even get to the top of my shoulders in the back. My hair's curly. It isn't that curly.
Well, it doesn't have to be your shoulders to be a mullet.
This is only 6 months growth.
It doesn't have to be your shoulders
to
be a mullet.
No, I understand that. I do understand that a mullet does not have to be excessively long to be considered a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
However, my hair, when it was last cut on July 5th, was longer on the top than it was anywhere else.
Hmm.
Around the sides or the back was pretty short.
Right.
It was a summer haircut.
Yes.
So this has all grown all relatively the same pace.
Mm-hmm.
The top is longer than the back is.
Yeah.
This is not a mullet.
It is a mullet.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And after,
it is long in the back.
And thus far,
it is long in the back. I hope they're actually looking at the back picture. And especially,
they
like
have
I
to
said,
before they can vote in the poll.
And like I said, especially if I straightened it, 100% a mullet.
So far, the results of the poll, 96% say no, this is not a mullet.
Stop having your family vote for you.
My family is not voting for me. In fact, there has only been one yes vote.
That's mine.
Yes.
Because it is a mullet.
I do not have a mullet. I also, on the website, hot1047.com, you can see the pictures and you can vote on the poll. That no, I do not have a mullet.
It's a short one, but you have a mullet.
I added some real mullets to the page. We have the epic mullet on a young boy circa 1994.
That one's awesome.
It looks like it's just a regular little boy haircut.
It looks like a girl.
But no, it doesn't. It looks like a boy. But he's got this ridiculously long. And they had one of those flat iron things with the bends in it. Does anybody
crimp?
Use those? Crimper, yeah. Does anybody use those anymore?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, it was heavily crimped for sure. Either that or curled. There's another one where it's the mullet to end all mullets mullet.
That's the best one, with the jean shorts.
And I guess that was circa 2001 based on the cell phone that he had attached to his pocket.
He's got it shaved in the front.
It's shaved everywhere except the very back.
The back is super long.
And it's epic.
And it looks like it was straightened.
And then there is the perfect pop star mullet.
Mm.
Michael Bolton, 1993.
Oh, Michael Bolton.
It's a dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Go check that out at hot1047.com along with my non-mullet.
It's a mullet. Why don't you put a picture of Billy Ray Cyrus on there?
I don't know. I didn't think of it. Oh, we have another. Did you vote again?
I can't vote again. Can I?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, no, I did not vote again.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Okay. Just checking. Because there is another yes vote.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Now just 93% of people say that, no, it's not a mullet.
It's still early.
We're just getting the early returns. We have yet to confirm and declare a winner. Okay, so Pink is going to be in L.A. Right around Valentine's Day weekend. We got a chance for you to win a trip to go see her. Win the airfare, the hotel, $500 cash, and an autographed guitar. All you have to do to get entered is go to hot1047.com and sign up now.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 724 up to 28 today with some snow. It is 15 right now. Guess it's getting slick out there.
Yeah, be careful.
Because there's always, whenever it snows, there's people who don't slow down.
They and forget.
You should slow down mm-hmm. when it's not, you know, middle of summer driving. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dear people who write checks, it's 2013. Get with the program. Sincerely, everyone behind you in the checkout lane.
That is obnoxious.
I hate it. It's so annoying.
Drives me a little nuts. I know there's been times where I've been out and about and maybe it had a beverage or two. And maybe I got a little bit on the obnoxious side. Like maybe my voice got a little louder. The more loudmouth soup I had.
Loudmouth soup.
I did see Dumb and Dumber over the weekend.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. I think it's a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup.
Oh, my voice gets that way, that's for sure.
And you were telling me earlier about how this woman at the Steve Hurst show at the Vault this weekend was... the laugh was a little much.
It was... So annoying.
Do the impression of the laugh again.
It was like the Wicked Witch.
Now, it's one thing if you hear that a couple of times in a movie.
Right.
Because it's not usually nonstop laughter at a movie.
Yeah.
You go to a stand-up show, and that's kind of the whole idea is that it's nonstop laughter.
It was consistent. It wasn't so bad at the first part of the show, but the more alcohol she got in her, the more the shrieking was going. And by the end of the show, I was ready to go stuff something in her mouth.
Yeah.
It was a and then if it was something really funny and she couldn't, you know, help but stop laughing, because, you know, you start laughing and you just keep laughing, she'd be like, ah! 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 It's like, oh my God!
Okay, we get it.
Oh, it was bad. Now, so bad. And I had another annoying person, too.
I was going to say, there was another one.
The guy, the Lennox Legion, who decided... to blow the noisemaker an hour before midnight.
Happy New Year, everybody.
An hour. It was 11 o'clock, and he is blowing that thing. Then he's on the dance floor dancing and blowing the horn. I wanted to take that and shove it up his butt. I was a little crabby on New Year's Eve.
My brother had a... Had a predator call.
Yeah.
At my mom and dad's house.
Oh boy.
We had our Christmas over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she was gonna break it.
Oh yeah.
Because he kept...
Was it one of those little boxes where you could switch it around and...
No, this is one where you blow.
Oh. It wasn't the actual little... They have these little boxes.
No, this is like a real one.
Gotcha.
Where you have to have skill.
Okay.
To do it. And he does have skill. And it's very, very loud. And... his daughter was about to blow in it, and he snagged it away from her because he knew my mom would break it.
Yeah.
Because it is obnoxious. So, with all of those stories in mind, What were the most obnoxious things you encountered on New Year's Eve?
Well, there's got to be a ton.
There has to be. Let us know. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 741. We're going to top out at 28 today. Some snow is probably going to fall. And the vault. We got to get a number for the vault. We didn't do a number yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Our bad.
Oops.
The number today is 1. 1.
Okay.
So we'll ask for 2 digits on Friday. And if you know both of those digits, then you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. We encountered some annoyingness over New Year's Eve the weekend. I did too.
Oh, you did?
My brother with a call.
But that wasn't New Year's Eve.
It was New Year's Eve weekend. Oh, just would you stop with the technicalities?
Okay, whatever.
That wasn't New Year's Eve.
It wasn't. We were asking about New Year's Eve.
And I don't have a mullet.
Yes, you do.
No, but it was more likely that people saw stuff on New Year's Eve than, say, Saturday night.
Right.
Because lots of people have Christmas celebrations after Christmas, as we did. The most obnoxious things and people you encountered on New Year's Eve. The other one Mel encountered?
The party horn blower before midnight.
Yeah.
You know those people. See, when I had my bar, I would not hand out the noise makers until like 15 minutes before, because I knew if you had them out ahead of time, that's what I would hear
the
whole
thing
night.
That inevitably happens every year is the premature countdown.
Oh, yeah. Where somebody screws it up.
It's like 5 minutes before midnight and someone's like, 10, 9, 8. My watch is off.
Drunk idiots.
I got a text that said, listening to drunk people play Halo 4. As long as you muted them, it was great to watch them try to walk and shoot, but their mouths were annoying.
Oh, boy.
People who are obnoxiously drunk by 9:30.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun.
Or pardon me, 10:30, because they had been celebrating the New Year all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Save the fun for... I've never been one of those people to try to party all day.
I don't know how those people do it.
I did it once or twice in college, like during hobo days. That was about it.
I don't think I've maybe one time in my life, and I was on vacation, have I been day drunk.
Day drunk at the lake before, but I was a lot younger.
I just normally have stuff going on, so it's hard to do the drinking thing. I literally was on vacation.
Let's see. Josh is on the phone. How are you, Josh?
Pretty good.
So did you encounter anything incredibly obnoxious on New Year's Eve?
Yes, I did. I was stuck at a party, and I was the oldest kid there. There was, like, 9-year-olds, and then there was grown-ups. I was stuck, and I had nothing to do.
Oh. That does suck. Are you, like, in high school, Josh?
Yeah, I'm in middle school.
Middle school, okay. That would suck.
That would be. There's a whole bunch of little kids.
Yeah, there's the little tiny kids running around, and they're playing with little kid toys, and they're loud and obnoxious on their own.
That's the time when you need to have, like, a Nook or Kindle or some
or
of those
a PlayStation or something like that.
But it wasn't at my house. It was at their house, so they didn't really have that stuff.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Thanks for the call, Josh.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
You need to bring your own entertainment for those type scenarios.
Some comments on Facebook.
There's one that I love.
Carrie said, my husband.
That one makes me laugh.
Brittany said, while driving home, being the good DD on the highway, people driving way under, trying not to make it look obvious that they're drunk.
I know what they're talking about. Those people that drive way slower than they need to.
I'm not drunk. I'm driving 50 on the interstate.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk at all.
Yeah.
In a car that an old person would never have.
And they do absolutely perfect driving skills, such as they use their blinker every time.
April posted that her friend has a roommate who got way beyond drunk and fell down the basement stairs. She went to help him. And as she was trying to see what was hurting him, he wouldn't tell her. He kept worrying about his Jack Daniels cup.
Where'd my cup go?
Where's my cup?
Like that Jack Daniels cup. Where'd it go? Is it okay?
Trisha said, we were at a bar packed with customers and just two bartenders working with no other servers. Meanwhile, the owner of the place was walking around beer in hand and didn't offer his guys any help.
Oh, not cool.
No. No, 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 no.
New Year's Eve is not, if you own an establishment like that, is not the night to be partying and drinking.
No, especially if you don't hire, if you don't have enough help working.
Yeah.
If you have enough help,
yeah,
sure, party up.
But with two people working on New Year's Eve, you better get your butt back there and start slinging some drinks.
The most obnoxious things you saw on New Year's Eve, 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 753, 28 today with some snow. It's 19 right now. How's this for annoying on New Year's Eve? Went to bed at 5 and had to get up at 9 for a family Christmas.
Hmm.
Ick.
Mm.
That wouldn't be fun at all. I got another one that it says, I agree with the drunk drivers. We had the comment on Facebook that said
about this
people driving
slow.
Crazy slow.
Mm-hmm.
They're obnoxious, the worst of all. Yeah. That's not... They're not good.
Uh-uh.
What was the most obnoxious thing you encountered on New Year's Eve? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Alicia's on the phone. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good.
So what did you encounter obnoxiously on New Year's Eve?
Well, I was a designated driver, and I went to go pick my friends up from the bar to take them to another bar. And my friend Kristen actually forgot her phone at the first bar. And was totally freaking out about it the whole time until we actually had to turn around and we actually missed the countdown because we were going back to get her phone.
Oh, man.
Way to go, Kristen.
Yeah.
Way to ruin the moment for everybody.
It was great. And they had horns in the car and I had like 5 drunk people.
Oh,
it was totally awesome.
Stupid horns!
Yeah, but you know what? You'll probably remember that one more than you'll ever remember another one.
True.
That's probably true, yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't remember any one countdown ever, especially. Nothing stands out about any of them. Other than the people who start too early. That's the only thing that ever stands out. Thanks for the call, Alicia.
Thanks, bye.
I see another comment on Facebook from Kaylee. She said, we got our drinks 10 minutes before midnight, a half hour after we ordered, and she took our money before we got them so we couldn't just leave. Also, they didn't do a countdown. I looked at my phone and it was 12:01, and I was like, okay, then.
I feel like I should have helped plan New Year's Eve parties for some bars or something.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like some of them needed some help.
Like, maybe more staff?
More staff would have been a good idea. I think you should have entertainment
probably
on a night like that, because in your entertainer person, whether it's karaoke or DJ or a band or whatever, can do the countdown so you can make sure it happens.
Mike's on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Hey, it didn't happen on New Year's, but it was like the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We went to my wife's family's house for Christmas, you know, and they do the white Santa where everybody buys something under $20 and then you put it in and fight for all the presents. Well, her brother had gotten some wine glasses, like 4 wine glasses. And I'm like, oh, those are really nice. You know, I don't have any nice wine glasses. Wouldn't mind having those so I can quit drinking straight from the bottle. You
right.
know? And so we get them. And I got them out of the white Santa, which was a miracle in the first place. And the next day we're doing, you know, Christmas with her dad now because her parents are divorced. And her brother comes up to me and says, hey, my wife is really mad I gave those away because we got those for a wedding present, let alone they got married like 5 years ago and they've never used them, and he needed them back. And I was like, no, I'm not giving them back. I got them. That was my only Christmas present I got from this family, basically, and my wife made me give them back to him.
Okay, they put up their own wine glasses from their wedding for a white elephant gift. And
it's been sitting in their stores for 5 years.
And then he ended up with it.
And...
Yep. Yep, I wound up getting it.
And then you wound up getting it.
And so then he asked for them back?
Yeah.
You can't do that?
Know that he wrapped them up.
Wow.
And gave him away.
Well, if she didn't know, there's some gray area there. Okay. I understand it. I still think it's tacky to ask for him back.
Now they have to buy you a gift, though.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They're not.
But they have to.
Well, the reason he did it is because he didn't want to spend any money, so that's why he went digging through his garage, and he's like, oh, wine glasses. Let's wrap those up.
What a jackwagon.
Oh, that's funny.
You need to tell him Andy and Mel said you have to go buy you a 4-pack of nice wine glasses now.
I wish.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Because that's a bunch of crap.
That's funny. Thanks
if
for
I
the...
did that, I'd start a fight with my wife, and I want to stay out of that.
Yeah, there's that, too. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. I see another comment on Facebook that says, of the most annoying things on New Year's Eve, one said Justin Bieber on the TV.
Okay.
Another one just said people.
Oh, they were way more annoyed than I was then, apparently.
Ooh, drunk couples arguing over a $5 bet.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That does sound like a good time.
I don't know if it's more annoying, though, than my two people.
The laughing lady and the horn guy?
And the horn
guy?
Blower. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I would have been annoyed whether I was crabby or not. I think I would have, they would have made me crabby.
Splitting hairs, though, as to what's more annoying.
True.
More of your calls and texts coming up on the most annoying things you saw on New Year's Eve. It's 7:59 now. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.